CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Gregory Copley, my colleague. He is editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's in Perth, Australia, looking at the world from the point of view of the Southern Hemisphere coming springtime. And the Indo-Pacific map to Gregory's west is the Indian Ocean. To Gregory's northeast is the Pacific Ocean. And the defense of Australia, our ally, and New Zealand, and the other states that are allied with the U.S., that would start with Japan and South Korea, depend very much on the cooperation and allegiance of the Pacific Island states, Oceania. And meeting recently, I believe, in Tonga, which is an island that suffered the volcano in these last years, the Pacific Island Forum. What was notable about it is that the Solomon Islands have now fallen under the sway, the persuasion of the People's Republic of China, and voiced protest that Taiwan was invited as an observer at the PIF. There were also remarks by Mr. Albanese and American counselors about offering policing money to the Pacific Island Forum. They're thinking about policing as a way of putting a foot in the door so that the PRC doesn't use its money and influence shopping to persuade other states beside the Solomon to come on over. Gregory, is there any significant change out of the PIF? Solomons, have they been joined by anybody else?
Well, no, the Solomons didn't gain a lot of traction with their bid to ban the participation of a Taiwanese or a Republic of China delegation at the talks in Nuku'alofa in Tonga. The reality is that it was agreed that with some of the, I think three of the Pacific Island Forum states recognizing the Republic of China instead of the People's Republic of China, there was an express right in that for those three states to have Taiwan as an observer at the talks, and so the PRC was there as well. Now, the Republic of China delegation was not allowed to make a formal presentation to the plenary session of the Pacific Islands Forum, but the point was made that Taiwan was holding its position, and the other governments, such as Australia and New Zealand, which recognize the People's Republic of China and not Taiwan, nonetheless ensured that the Republic of China had a place at the talks. So that was a significant step forward for, if you like, the anti-Beijing momentum at the forum. The offer of which Australia made formally and the United States offered to help fund it, of policing capabilities for the PIF states was fairly insignificant in terms of meaning. Yes, it would bring, if you like, the police forces of the PIF states more under a pro-Western sway than if they'd had Chinese training, that's for sure. But the offer by Australia was to build a dedicated police training academy in Queensland, Australia, and then up into the northeast, which would provide a focus for common standards of police training and expectations. But it's not a big deal, really. What was more important was the suggestion raised again by the Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Rambuka, of the Ocean of Peace block, which he is suggesting not as a kumbaya thing, which the title sounds like, an ocean of peace in the Pacific, but as a geopolitical strategic bloc, which would have greater cohesion than the Pacific Islands Forum. It would be an outgrowth of the forum, which would provide for a common standard of defense for the entire region against all external forces. Now, this ocean of peace Commonwealth, if you'd like, would have joint naval and patrolling capabilities, joint policies on seabed exploitation and fisheries exploitation and the like. But it's important to note that that would implicitly include Australia and New Zealand because they are members of the Pacific Islands Forum. So that would be a fairly interesting strengthening of that situation and create possibly one of the world's largest geopolitical blocs, which would have a degree of negotiating power in a sense like the European Union, but much more security oriented than that. So that would be key. In the meantime, you've got New Zealand, which is under recent Labour governments had been very, very pro-Beijing, is now taking a far more independent line. And the New Zealand Secret Intelligence Service, in its latest report, indicated that China was one of the foreign powers attempting to influence New Zealand politics. The PRC government itself, the foreign ministry in Beijing, said, you know, we never interfere with the internal affairs of any country and hope that New Zealand will uphold a rational and objective understanding of China to create favorable conditions and so on and so on. But the reality is that China is facing pushback, even under the Labour government here of Prime Minister Albanese.
Gregory, just a minute or so. The incidents in the South China Sea of recent, especially the ramming of a Philippines Coast Guard ship, that is a direct threat to the Philippines by the PLA. To what end? It's Taiwan, they claim. How do they gain from the Philippines? We have a minute.
Yep, it's what the Soviets used to call proba sila, probe until you reach contact. And this is an attempt to just see what the U.S. in particular will do to respond to that and the allies. So it's really testing U.S. determination at this critical political time in the U.S. while Washington is preoccupied with the coming elections. So they're looking to see whether the U.S. will upgrade its support for the Philippines. The Philippines itself is feeling comfortable with the support it's getting, has upgraded its defenses enormously. And so the PRC is really just trying to probe and see whether there are weak points in the Philippines and therefore weak points in the overall alliance, which includes Japan, Taiwan, Australia, India, Vietnam, and South Korea, and so on.
Should we expect these probes to continue? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, we can absolutely expect them to continue until the U.S. basically comes up with an efficient rebuttal. And it could do that even in the period coming up to the elections, simply because the current Biden government in the United States does not feel that it has to play election politics anymore. It's leaving that to the Democratic Party and Vice President Harris.
Gregory Copley in Perth. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,